God's no respecter of persons, but because we're here in Elk City and in Beckham County and in Western Oklahoma, especially those boys, we pray for them in Jesus' name. We pray for them in Jesus' name that the angels of God do bear them up in their hands. They're protecting them from harm. 1,000 will fall at their left and 10,000 at their right, but it's not coming near them in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father, for protection by the angels of God. And here's what I want to pray for Kaylin. Favor, 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 mercy, 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 mercy. We thank you, Father, that when she stands before the judge, that she has favor in Jesus' name. No incarcerations, no times away, favor in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the mercy of God for Kaylin. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing. We're in agreement about that. Where two or three of you shall agree as touching anything. Well, three of us in agreement that she has favor. You all with that? Were you with me on that?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Favor. Favor. She has mercy. The judge likes her. It's done. It's done. We speak that and we believe that in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. We do want to hear from some of our sponsors now. And the first one I'm going to mention is Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located right here in the Promise Center. Continue to pray for Les and with Les that he will find a female who can come in here and counsel people. They've set this place up to serve God, and after the passing of his dear precious wife, they have not found anyone at this point to come in to counsel women, and I know that there's a great need for that. So continue to lift him up as he's going through this time of looking for the person God would have to come in here as a Christian counselor. Also, Prophetic Voice Ministries at 616 North Locust Avenue is the Apostle Casey S. Elliott. Man, I can't talk. I got my tongue tangled this morning. They have services at 9:30 on Sunday morning. That's Sunday school. Church at 11. Church again at 6. And then on Sunday evening or Tuesday evening, they have a prayer service. And on Thursday evening, they have church again. And now let's hear from some of our other sponsors. Barbara Dyson Ford is our Facebook sponsor today.
Love your ride today at Barbara Dyson Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. For the next 2 weeks, we're celebrating the love of all Ford SUVs. Broncos, Edges, and Expeditions, all in stock and as low as 0% for 60 months, plus customer cash. And new units arriving daily. Come experience the Barbara Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Edge SEL stock number T16297. Expedition Limited stock number T60138. Bronco Sports stock number T16308. WAC through Ford Credit Financing. 0% APR for 60 months at $1,667 per month per $1,000 financed. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
Love your ride today at Barbara Dyson Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Barbara Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
We are back. This is the Hour of Power. Our guest today, Lee Schrader. And as I mentioned earlier, Barbara Dyson is our Facebook sponsor today. So, Lee, we're going to let you get right back into this. We prayed, but it didn't work.
That's right.
Which is sometimes said by people.
Yeah, you better believe it is. Well, okay. So, obviously, I'm not going to finish with all that I have written down here. I never do. So I'm going to go ahead and quote you some scriptures in just a minute, but I'm going to recap. Basically, quoting the words of Jesus, and I'll give you the scripture references here. In fact, I'll say them, but I've already given them to Neva to post and write them down. But basically, the two things that really is one thing, but it comes in two categories. It's unbelief, and it's unbelief or sometimes the traditions of men. Jesus said that, just tradition. And I've kind of been addressing that. The first part of what I've been teaching is stupid things people say that are tradition that we think are godly. And the first one was that, well, sometimes God says no. No, he doesn't. No, he, you know, it tells us in James, the first chapter, it says that he, there's no variableness of turning. There's no shadow in him. There's no darkness at all. There's no, well, I don't think so, Monica. Mm-hmm. No, not today. No, that's how humans think, you know, because it's based on emotion, you know, like Angel, Monica's grandson, you know. Anyways, I've had to tell him no. Because the first time I met him, he's a precocious little boy, and he's not stupid. He's very intelligent, and he knows how to manipulate. Okay, how old is Angel? Okay, well, he's probably six then when this happened. And so I thought, I'll shut this kid up. So I whooped out, I whooped out $2 or $3, you know. And I said, see this? I said, if you'll sit there and not say one word, I'll give this to you at the end. And I mean, it was like putting a bowl of ice cream in front of him, you know. But he did it. Well, he remembered that. So the next time he saw me, it wasn't, hi, Lee, how you doing? He said, do you remember the last time you saw me? You offered me $3 to not talk? And I said, and I'm not giving it to you this time because you're trying to manipulate me. Okay? So anyway, so, Angel. So anyway, so, people do wrong stuff sometimes. So let me get back on track here. So we're reading here in Colossians chapter 2. And oh, that's what it was. You know, I told him no, you know, and I was kind of mad at him. No, you're not getting that from me. You're not gonna. You're eight. You're 8 year olds. You're not getting my money today. Go back there, and if you move, I'm gonna bop you on the head and give you a pop. Now, I didn't say that. That's what I thought. You know. But anyway, so let's move on. So but we say no sometimes. It's based on emotion. But see, God's not based on emotion. He's based on who He is, and He cannot deny Himself, and He doesn't lie. And he always holds true to his values, and he is God, and Jesus is the Word, and he holds true to the Word of God. We worship him in spirit and in truth. So look what Paul says here in Colossians 2, and he says, and we ended with this, and he says, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. And that was what I was talking about, poison. You know how, and I talked about how Satan, you know, when he was tempting Jesus with the fact that, hey, you're really not the Son of God, prove it, you know, I want you to prove it to me. And every time Jesus countered with some scripture, and we know that the second temptation, he even quoted the Word of God to him. And that happens a lot, is people who want to give you their agenda will quote the Word of God to you. And it's always going to be misdirected quotation. It's not that, or it's misquoted, or even if it's quoted right, it's not used in the proper application. All right, so let's read on here. He says, so this, for though I be absent, verse 5, though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Now look what he says here. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Now he's going to amplify that, but let's just stop right there. How did you receive Jesus the Lord? You believed in your heart. And you said with your mouth. That's Romans 10, 9 and 10. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt believe in thy heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. How did you receive the Lord? Well, you, faith. Then he goes on to say in verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And prior to that, starting in verse 6, he quotes out of Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 through about 14. He says, the word is nigh thee in thy mouth and in thy heart. It's not far away. You don't have to go to Sister So-and-so for them to pray for you. You can. I'm not saying you couldn't or shouldn't, but you don't have to. All you got to do is open up your Bible and get the Word of God on your lips and start to meditate in the Word and start to say what God says about your situation. Mm-hmm. Well, gosh, you know, I'm sick. Well, get the Word of God on your lips. You know, here's what's going to happen. It's like when I decided to, back in my 30s, I was kind of floundering between whether I wanted to be a surveyor, and I was surveying, or whether I wanted to be in a ministry, and I was doing the ministry too, okay? And remember I talked about being double-minded? I was 36 years old and just kind of floundering. So I made a decision. Now, I'm not endorsing this. It wasn't a bad decision, but it's, I'm not saying this was God, but this is what I did. And God has blessed me and prospered me because of it, because I became single-minded. So I thought, okay, I'm going to pursue surveying, and I'm going to get good at this. Because if I get good at it, I'm going to make a lot of money, okay? And that's true. You make a pretty decent salary. But at that time, I wasn't making nothing, okay? I was in the $7, $8 an hour range. Anyway, so now I was 36 years old, and so I went to down to, at that time, it was called Tulsa Junior College, and is now Tulsa Community College. I'll fast forward a tape. I ended up getting my degree there and ended up teaching there for 7 years, okay? But, so I went there, and I got the catalog. We're talking 1988, okay? So, I think it was 1986, excuse me. Well, it doesn't matter when it was. It was in the late 80s, and I got the catalog. No internet. Didn't even have cell phones. And so I went to the registrar's office, got the catalog, looked at it. What was the daunting task ahead of me, how many courses I had to have in my discipline, and then the general courses and so on and so forth. And I went and stood, and so I got that. I registered, and I went and went to the bursar's office. That's where you pay your money, okay? And I'm standing there in line. There's a long line of people. There's a bunch of kids, okay? And I'm like the only adult, okay? There's maybe one or two of us, but there's about 20 of us in this line, and I began to panic. I said, excuse me. And I knew I was going to have to get in the back of the line again. I said, excuse me. And I went to the payphone, and this is what I said to Kathy, and this is what I want to illustrate about praying and believing God. Put my quarter in the phone, called her up at work. I said, Kathy, I said, I don't know if I can do this. I said, I'm going to be 40 before I get that degree. And she said, you'll be 40 without the degree.
Words of wisdom.
Ooh, I said, okay. Hung up the phone, went back and got in line and enrolled, and I was 40. I got the degree, okay? My point is, I said, you can either pray in faith and get there, or not pray in faith and get somewhere else, and you're still going to, it's going to happen. It's like Gloria Copeland says, you know, it's like she's talking about paying cash for a house, okay? And she said it took a long time, and it took several decades to save up the money and to get our faith to where we could actually pay cash for the house we live in right now. She said, she's talking about, but they never incurred any debt. She said, you can either go through that time span in debt and pay a bunch of interest, or you can go through that time span and not pay a bunch of interest and pay cash for the house and not pay three times as much. You see the principle I'm saying there? So get the Word of God on your lips. Let's do it. Let's go through that time span. Most healings are not instantaneous anyway. It takes a while to get there. And it's not because God's trying to make you learn something. I just want you to appreciate how good it's going to feel to get healed. That's not it at all. It has to do with your level of faith, and there may be some other factors involved, okay? But it has nothing, there's nothing, the stoppage is not with God. It's always the problem is on our end. And people say, well, I've got faith. Well, let's see. Okay? Look what he says here. Verse 6, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Okay, how do you walk in him? Rooted and built up in him. And established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Well, how do you give thanks? You give thanks with your mouth. Thank you, Father. I'm healed in Jesus' name. He took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. By his stripes I'm healed. Jesus Christ has taken my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. By his stripes I'm healed. You know, the biggest mistake people say is, and I hear it, I've heard it in this room, not for you, but others. I hear it all the time, and they'll say this, my cancer, my arthritis, my diabetes. Mm-hmm. I've heard that mm-hmm. in this room, or at the other room at the other facility, my diabetes, my cold, my fever, my headache, it ain't yours. Because the Bible says Jesus Christ took your infirmities. He bore your sicknesses. He took it from you. You already are healed. It doesn't matter if you feel like it. It doesn't matter if you look like it. It has nothing to do with it. When God healed me from that heart attack, that nurse, her name escapes me right now. When I was in the CICU, and she said, "You're delusional. The pain persisted for like 3 days. The heart attack. It was awful, and they were pumping me full of." Giving me nitroglycerin, and the nitroglycerin gives you these horrible migraine headaches, and they were giving me morphine. And, of course, she just thought I was hallucinating, and I did hallucinate, so I saw some crazy things on the morphine. But still, I kept telling her, she said, you need to just accept your condition and the fact that your heart is going to be damaged, and you're probably going to have surgery, and you're just going to have a damaged heart all your life. And I said, no, 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 no. He took my infirmities and he bore my sicknesses. By his stripes I'm healed. She said, I'm going to have you admitted to the psych ward. You're delusional. You're crazy. I remember she told me that. So you got to be willing to stand up to people. You got to be willing to speak the word of God in front of those who will not believe. You got to be willing to be a fool for Christ's sake. You got to be willing to bear the reproach of living by faith. Mm-hmm. And them saying, Monica's an idiot. She's gone off her rocker. Well, yeah, she got off the rocker and she's walking with God now. But you know what? I've got proof of this. I not only have the paperwork, but I have the discharge papers from the hospital, St. Francis Hospital. This is in 2001, okay? August of 2001. And that cardiologist who makes probably $700,000 a year, he's sitting there at that computer, and he looks at it, and he goes, stops. He said, well, why are you in here?
Mm-hmm.
I said, because I had a heart attack. He said, no, you didn't have a heart attack. There's no damage to your heart. Because they did that test to me where they put that stuff in your veins that makes mm-hmm. you feel like you're peeing in your legs, and mm-hmm. you know, that bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they drew a map and showed me my heart, showed all the veins, and there was nothing in there. Nothing in there, Neva. No blockage. Didn't need a stent. Didn't need anything. I had the heart attack, and I was healthy. I weighed far less than I do now. I ran. I worked out. I mean, I was healthy. Okay? Had a heart attack. Stress. Anyway, I'll finish. Oh. I said, check it out. Make sure. I had a heart attack, and so he goes, stops again. He goes, oh, you had a mid-level myocardial infarction. That's a heart attack. And I said, how do you know that? He said, because of your troponin, whatever that enzyme is that's released when you have a heart attack, those levels indicate that you had a mid-level heart attack. I don't understand this. Turn around, look at me, look back at the computer. You can see he kind of shakes his head. I don't understand this. And I said, because, doctor, I'm healed. God healed me of this heart attack. Paused. A long while. It seemed like a long time. Maybe it was just 5 seconds, but a long minute. Click, 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 click. On a computer. He said, well, I don't know what happened. I don't believe that. But I can't explain it. But there's no damage to your heart. And so then he's wearing a lab coat. So he reaches in his lab coat and he pulls out samples of medicine. And he pulls them out and he puts them on that little table where he's sitting at in the hospital room. And Kath and I are watching him do this, okay? And the free samples are of a nitroglycerin for when you have symptoms and you take it and it stops it. And Lipitor for high blood pressure. Now, I'm here to tell you, to this day, I walk in and it's usually around 120 over 80, 120 over 70, 120. I don't have high blood pressure. Didn't then, don't now. Okay?
Amen.
So, and he wrote out two prescriptions. He said, here, I want you. And he handed it, turned around and handed it to me. He wouldn't look me in the eye. Mm-hmm. Turned around and handed it to me. And I took it from him. He said, here's some free samples, and here's your prescription for the nitroglycerin and the Lipitor. I want you to take it just in case. And you know what I did?
Wadded them up.
Wadded them up and threw it in the trash mm-hmm. right there in front of him. See, that's faith. See, uh-huh. that's faith. Now, I don't recommend you do that if you think you're healed. You do it if you know you're healed.
Amen.
Right in front of him. Right in front of him. And so, you know, bless his heart. But that's okay. You know. See, that was faith. And to this day, now that was 21 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 21 years ago.
Amen.
I'm healed.
Yep. I remember one time that's when I went to the doctor, and the doctor had some kind of specialist person come in to do some of my girly things of some sort. And she wanted me to take something. Uh-huh. And the doctor came back in a little bit and said, I can just tell you, she ain't going for that. She don't believe in that stuff. I said, you're right.
Amen, Eva.
I have one more prayer request. Okay. Judy Gifford has been listening, and she said she would like for you to pray for her. She said, I believe I'm healed. I'm waiting for the manifestation. She said, I've been prayed for. I believe I'm healed. I'm waiting for the manifestation. And she'd just like for you to pray for her.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Judy. I'm going to agree with you in praise right now. Because mm-hmm. we've already prayed, and you believe you're healed. And so, and thank you, by the way, for mm-hmm. giving me the honor to pray for you, Judy. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. So what I'm going to do is we're just in agreement. Now, Judy, in the name of Jesus, let me tell you what the Bible says. And I'm just going to remind you, and this is God's medicine. And continue to take your GOS pills.
Amen.
P-I-L-S. Uh-huh. Okay? Take your GOS pills, which is the word of God on your lips, and get it on you. And I know you are, but do it. Keep doing it. I'm just going to remind you of what you already know. Keep the word of God on your lips and open your Bible to Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Psalm 107:20, excuse me, Psalm 103, 1 through 5, Matthew 8, 16 and 17, and 1 Peter 2, 23 and 24, all right? And keep taking your GOS pills and walking in thanksgiving, and we're agreeing with you. We thank you, Father, right now that Judy is healed in Jesus' name. We stand in agreement with you. We're in agreement with you that you are completely healed from the top of your head to the soles of the tip of your toes. Now, I'm going to sing a song to you, okay? And this is a David Ingalls song. I am healed, I am whole, from the top of my head to the soles of the tip of my toes. 1 Peter 2:24 says we were, and if we were, then I am. I am healed, I am whole. Judy, you're healed and whole. From the top of your head to the soles of the tip of your toes. From the top of your head to the soles of the tip of your toes. That's the word of God for you. And we're in agreement with you. And you have it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. If you missed any part of Lee's message today, go back on Facebook and watch it. If you have a friend that doesn't have Facebook, take your iPad or your iPhone over to their house and share this with them. From me, Neva, from Monica, from our sweet friend, great guy, Lee.
Thank you.
A great weekend, a blessed weekend, and we will see you back in here on Monday.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.